This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Kyiv officials fear a possible nuclear attack by Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The city council says it's providing evacuation centers with potassium iodine pills in preparation for a possible nuclear strike on the capital, Ukraine's largest city. Potassium iodine pills can help block the absorption of harmful radiation by the thyroid gland. The city council says the pills will be distributed to residents in areas contaminated by nuclear radiation if there is a need to evacuate. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that he would use all the means at his disposal to win the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States will soon deliver four more advanced rocket systems to Ukraine under a new $625 million package of aid. That's according to U.S. officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. The decision marks the first time the U.S. has sent more high-mobility artillery rocket systems to Ukraine since late July, and it will bring the total number delivered so far to 20. The systems have become a key tool in Ukraine's ability to strike bridges that Russia has used to supply its troops, enabling Ukrainian forces to make inroads in Russia-controlled regions. North Korea has fired an unidentified ballistic missile over Japan in an escalation not seen in years. It prompted Tokyo to evacuate some residents Tuesday morning. Japan's chief cabinet secretary told reporters the missile was launched at 7:22 a.m. and splashed into the Pacific Ocean outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. 22 minutes later, South Korea's joint chiefs of staff called the projectile an intermediate-range ballistic missile. This is VOA News. Large swaths of Bangladesh were left without power on Tuesday after a partial grid failure, a government official said, adding that authorities were working to gradually restore power supply to the country of 168 million people. A Bangladesh energy official told Reuters that the country's power grid malfunctioned on Tuesday, leading to blackouts across 75% to 80% of the country. He said an investigation is underway to find the reason for the grid's collapse. Bangladesh peak power demand on Tuesday was 3% higher than expected, this according to government data. Many parts of Bangladesh have been facing frequent power cuts this year, despite efforts to ration gas supplies amid high global natural gas prices. Natural gas accounts for nearly three-quarters of the country's power generation. Just days after Hurricane Ian carved a path of destruction from Florida to the Carolinas in the United States, the dangers persist and even worsen in some places. It was clear the road to recovery from the storm will be long and painful. More than 500,000 homes and businesses remained without power on Monday in Florida, and it will be the weekend before most power is restored. Ian is still not done. Officials warn there is still the potential of coastal flooding from Long Island south to North Carolina's Outer Banks, where the only highway to the barrier islands was closed by sand and seawater. 78 deaths have been blamed on Ian, 71 of them reported in Florida. President Biden is marking 100 days since the Supreme Court overturned a national right to abortion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
It's an issue Democrats hope can galvanize their voters before next month's elections that'll decide congressional control. This afternoon, the president will attend the second meeting of a cabinet-level task force he set up to coordinate his administration's response to the high court ruling. The White House says he will announce new steps for protecting access to abortion, but will again remind Americans only Congress can restore national access and will again urge them to elect more Democrats. The White House says nearly 30 million women of reproductive age now live in states with an abortion ban. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has gone to court against CNN. This, according to, this is a familiar target from when he was president. He's seeking $475 million in damages, saying the network's reports are trying to short-circuit any future political campaign. There was no immediate comment from CNN. Trump's lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Florida and focuses primarily on the use of the term "the big lie" about Trump's false claims of election fraud. Marissa Melton, VOA News.